Unfortunately, in the process of having tons of sex, people get hurt. They feel passed over, unseen, abandoned, rejected for someone better, sexier, or more desirable somehow. But you're changing the world, right? You need to be suspicious of your jealousy and insecurity because it's just a remnant of the man making you possessive, territorial, and controlling, and smaller than the evolved human beings that you can be. You should identify only with your capacity to be expansive, communicative, exploratory, and adventurous. These are the good values, the ones not based on fear. The ones based on fear you need to ignore. The problem is you actually end up judging yourself for being inadequate when you sense those feelings. You feel small and less than you can be, and you need to get with the program and get with the revolution and get over it, for fuck's sake. The feelings persist and they get bigger, and you start to feel sick and really, really sad. And there's nowhere to talk about it because you're supposed to be beyond these unevolved, regressive feelings, and you feel shame for having them, and so you keep them inside, and then you start to get depressed and anxious, and you blame it on an oppressive world, or you blame yourself, or when you're feeling a little stronger, you try to blame it on your partner for being sloppy, or selfish, or unclear, or on how you were both not doing poly right, and you need to have endless discussions that last all night trying to renegotiate poly because it's not working, or because people who are messed up are doing it all wrong and being assholes, and you talk this over all night long, and then you don't sleep, and you don't go to class or to work because you were processing all night, and this makes you feel more anxious and more depressed.